It is possible in 20 other American cities to visit first-rate art museums, to hear good music and see lively experimental theatre, to meet intelligent and sophisticated people who know how to live, dine and talk well, and to enjoy all this in congenial and spacious surroundings. The New Yorker still wouldn't want to live there. What he would find missing is what many outsiders find oppressive and distasteful about New York. Its rawness, tension, urgency, its bracing competitiveness, the rigor of its judgments, and the congested democratic presence of so many other New Yorkers, encased in their own worlds. The defeated are not hidden away somewhere else on the wrong side of town. In the subways, in the buses, in the streets, it is impossible to avoid people whose lives are harder than yours. With the desperate, the ill, the fatigued, the overwhelmed, one learns not to strike up conversation, which isn't wanted, but to make brief, sympathetic eye contact to include them in the human race. It isn't much, but it is the fleeting hospitality of New Yorkers, each jealous of his privacy in the crowd. Even helplessness is often delivered as a taunt. A man, rushing the traffic light, dashes in front of an oncoming car. "Watch it, Mac," shouts the man behind him. "You want to be wearing a brick with Jersey plates?" Great scorn in the word Jersey, home of drivers who don't belong here.